Not sure if you can hear the O-H-I-O going on. But it's there. And we're playing Whoop, There It Is. A little tag team with 16 seconds left. I mean, there's only one takeaway here, right? The defense played what we needed to do to beat number 2, Ohio State. Really, what were they, 3 for 12 on third down, Ohio State? What were they on fourth down? Like, we, you know, besides that one long run where, I mean, we're talking about the number 3 team in the country. We're talking about Ezekiel Elliott and his Heisman hopes. You know, when it's normally like, remember the Eddie George games? Like, do people remember what we usually look like on defense against a big, powerful Ohio State offense? Like, I'm getting people tweeting me. They're like, oh, it wasn't a defense gave up 400. This was an incredible. This might have been my favorite defensive game in years. I mean, they played their hearts out. Like, I don't know what more I could expect from the defense today. Like, if the offense was, so, okay, yes, 28 points. One's off a muff punt at the 10, so you can't put that on the defense. Nobody can put that on the defense. So it's 21 points. But the thing about games like this that people don't realize is, like, when we keep punting and we have to keep giving them the ball over and over, defense is impossible, okay? Like, you just can't, if you keep giving them the ball over and over and over, it's not, you can't win. Like, it's not just that you're not putting points, it's you're sending your defense back out there again and again and again. And to have them, what, 3 for 12 or whatever it was on third down, it's incredible. Against Ohio State, it's incredible. And the special teams, we doink a field goal off the upright and we muff a field goal snap. And we fumble a punt, and the offense was something like 5 for 17 on third down, and we drop passes again, and we made some questionable play calls, and it's just so weird. Like, you know, we come to a game like this, and you drive up, and, you know, you see all the Ohio State fans, and you're thinking, oh, maybe, what if? What if today? Like, what if this is 2007 again? What if, you know? And then you see the defense perform exactly what you needed to do to have a 2007. And the rest of the team failed them. They failed them. There's really no other way to say it. I mean, yes, Ohio State's defense, great. Look, the offense moved the ball. I'm going to go upstairs right now. I don't think I'm going to go to the locker room. I usually do like a one-year exception every year to not check the tape. And one time per year, I don't go down to the locker room for interviews because it's just not worth it. And so I'm going to go upstairs, and I'm going to look at all the times we get it. Not just red zone, but inside the 30. Like, the offense got to the 30 and stopped. Sometimes it was play calling. Sometimes it was decision making. I mean, this isn't just on one thing. But, I mean, we would get into field goal range and freeze. Yes. What you hear in the background is the Ohio State fans cheering because they just finished singing their school song while there are 7 Illini fans left to not sing our school song. There's like 36 students there. Man, it just, I mean, you know, you expect to come today, it's like, oh, you never know, Ohio State, they're gonna stub their toe. And, you know, a team that does that against us, they're not gonna win their next 4 games. They're just not. I don't think this is a playoff team. Might be like Florida State last year, that they squeak by into the playoff and then they're exposed in the semifinal or something, but I just don't think this is, you know, this isn't last year's Ohio State team. Maybe they turned it on like they did last year, but it just doesn't look like that kind of team, you know? But to see, man, to see us get to the 30 and then stop is just so hard. You know, part of it, I was hoping for Mikey. Like, you know, we're there at the 30 on my end where the press box is, and like we're running a couple of these routes, and you know, Lunt throws it to the pylon, and Turner turns around because he had cut in, and Lunt wanted him cut out, and they're just confused. And I'm thinking, oh man, like Mikey, somehow Mikey catches that. Remember the Iowa one over his shoulder, like throwing it at the pylon to the outside, and he spins his head upside down and catches it. Like, you know, remember the Purdue one where he laid out flat? Like, Mikey catches those. And if we just had Mikey today, like, I feel like maybe in the red zone, it's just like throw a jump ball and Mikey will catch it. I don't know how he does it, but he'll catch it. But we just didn't have that. You know, we had Dez Kane, and we get to pair Dez Kane with Mikey next year. But, you know, the script is written on the season. We cannot finish the last 25 yards of the field. That's this entire year. You know, we can still make a bowl. This defense played well. We can still beat Minnesota. We can still beat Northwestern. We can even go 7-5. But, like, these close games, Iowa, Ohio State, you know, these games where we, Wisconsin here, you know, these games where we really did have a chance. These moments where we did have a chance, and we just, man, we just get to the 30 and we stop. It's like a force field. Okay. On to Minnesota. Go Liner.